last fall I had a dream. Frank Sinatra was my dad. And it was very interesting because it was just like, what does this mean? And I remember going into it and it's just like, that's just the energy he has with me in spirit and my guardian angel and what. And when he talks to me and when he surrounds me, he has the protective father-like energy with me. And it just dawns on me, this connection. I was just like, that's what it feels like when I play his music, this beautiful safety. Like I'm in the presence of a grandfather or presence of a dad or that presence of a protector energy. And that's exactly what I feel like his energy gives. I mean, it definitely, everyone can have their own connection with Sinatra, whoever loves him, whoever cherishes Sinatra. But for me, it really has that impactful feeling of being alone and being in solitude but just putting on some Sinatra. And that's when I just feel so whole and I feel grounded and I just feel like this is what life is about. So let's play some Stars Fell on Alabama here on the PPS with some Frank Sinatra.
We lived our little drama, we kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour, your eyes held a tender light, while stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. We lived our drama, we kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour, your eyes held a tender light, and stars fractured Bama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat just like a hammer, arms wound around you tight, while stars fell on Alabama last night.
It all started in January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Black Betty, bam, bam. Oh, Black Betty, bam, bam. Black Betty, where'd you come from?
Bam, bam.
Black Betty, where'd you come from?
Bam,
bam. Bella, come for Shanna. Bam-a-lam.
Well, I'm going to take the tenor.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty, what's your number?
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty, what's your number?
Bam-a-lam.
750.
Bam-a-lam.
750.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lord, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lordy, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a baby.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a baby.
Bam-a-lam.
And a damn thing crazy.
Bam-a-lam.
And a damn thing crazy.
Bam-a-lam.
And she dipped his head in gravy.
Bam-a-lam.
And she dipped his head in gravy.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lord, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lordy, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty, where'd you come from?
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty, where'd you come from?
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lordy, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lordy, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, the baby had blue eyes.
Bam-a-lam.
Well, it must have been the captain.
Bam-a-lam.
Well, it must have been the captain.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lordy, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Oh, Lordy, Black Betty.
Bam-a-lam.
Black Betty had a child, Bam-a-lam, the damn thing gone wild. Bam-a-lam, I said, what out of my Bam-a-lam, whoa. So that was the original. James Ironhead Baker. Yeah, that was the 1933 original Black Betty. And they had the other one, as you know, Ram Jam, Black Betty version. So I thought to play that. It was very interesting. I like that a lot. So anyways, we're moving on with some more magical tunes right here. We're having an interesting playlist here, and I hope to pick another vinyl. I'm going to pick another vinyl, and we're just going to go into it with the readings. The vinyl readings right here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Here's some Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Didn't it rain, children?
It's raining and the people are so fine to stay in the rain. How great it is. Oh, it makes me feel happy.
Oh, yeah.
Just to know we can study the rain and sing. And the people are so sweet to stay here.
Oh, it gets sweet.
And I come in on them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I come in on. Oh, yeah. Didn't it rain, children? Rain, oh yes. Didn't it, yes, didn't it, you know it did, didn't. Oh, oh, yes, how it rained. I said it rained, children. Rain, oh, yes. Didn't it, yes, didn't it, you know it did or didn't it? Oh, my Lord, how it rained. You know it rained 40 days, rained 40 nights. Now make my garment fit me right. I'm when I get to heaven, gonna pull on my robe. Tell the glad news. Look up David in the heat of the day. Tune up the harp and begin to play. I know it rain, you know it rain. Oh, how it rain. Rain too long, all night long. Rain, 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 rain. Didn't it rain, children? Rain, oh yes. Didn't it, yes. Didn't it, you know it did or didn't. How it rained. Take on more, but no cry out. My friends, the angels got.
got the key and you can't get in. I know it rain, you know it rain. Rain too long, all night long. Rain all day, rain all night. Didn't it, yes, didn't it, you know we did it, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, how it rained!
I told my friend I'd check for you. He told me that he liked you too. But then I started missing you. I couldn't lie when he said,
check for you. Nice. Okay, you're not gonna believe what just happened. Guess what vinyl I picked? I can't. This is too much. Like, I wish you guys understood what's going on here. Like, this is why I need to live stream this, because this is just insane what's happening. It's called Crystal Comets. What the? And I don't, it's okay. So it's Jazz, Bud Shank, Bill Mays, Alan Broadbent. Okay. So there's three people come together and they made an album called Crystal Comets. And there is literally a crystal on the cover of this album. And what were we, I literally found a crystal in my car. Like, you can't make this stuff up. You just cannot make this stuff up. So last week was about how I found a green adventuring palm stone in my car. I didn't put it there. Spirit put that there. They want me to get crystals. And then I recently had a dream about finding all these different crystals. They are literally guiding me to get crystals. So this is how all of this works. Like, if you needed to understand and know how the power of spirit works, this is exactly how it works. And I cannot wait to play. And look at, these are all instrumentals. All of the vinyl that I've been choosing is instrumentals. And I literally blindly am just doing a shuffle. I'm not seeing what the vinyl is. It's like if I pull out a tarot card, I'm doing a shuffle. I don't know what these vinyl records are. Oh my goodness. I just can't. Like, I can't right now. I can't. But I can because I am. It's 7:15 on the dot. We're doing this right now in the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is intense. This is insane. I'm having a blast here. Time is going by really freaking fast because this is just amazement. So please, without further ado, I cannot wait to hear this. Never heard this before in my life. Crystal Comets. And this song is called Solar. And what is the next song? Body and Soul. Isn't this crazy? This is all spiritual. Everything I've been picking. So let's get on with this. Oh my God, this is so exciting. This is so unbelievably exciting. Please stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. And we're going to do the angel messages. 7:40, 7:45. Thank you. There you have it. That first song was called Solar, which this is just, I mean, there's no accident to all these different synchronicities that are happening here. And both of these vinyls actually have, like, handwritten. I picked two vinyls that have, I mean, of course, in the front, it's going to be obvious something's going to be handwritten because you have to put the category. So I'm not talking about the front part where, you know, the name of the artist is there, and so we can identify where to find it in the studio. I'm talking about in the back. It's very rare to find that I picked two vinyls that have messages on the back. So do you want me to read what this first message somebody wrote next to side one? They wrote on the top of this playlist, "This is so hot, so the rest of it is kind of torn off, but it reads this. This is so hot, may it only be touched with hands." But that's not what it says, but that's what it's saying because the rest of it's torn off. Isn't that crazy? "This is so hot, it may only be touched by hands." Interesting. "It may only be touched by hands." Healing. There goes the hidden message in this. Healing. "This is so hot, it can only be touched by hands." So this means that's a direct sign of healing and Reiki. That's a message of Reiki. And then the next, right next, flute. It says flute. Who plays flute? "Pearl, closed hole, sea foot." And then it says "winged head joint." And then on top, they underlined "winged head joint." And on top it says "make it easy." So whatever the way this flute is designed, there's a message in the design of it. Make it easy. Make it easy. Make it easy. There's a lot going on here. Obviously, there's a lot going on with this. So this is a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see what Spirit has to say about all of these and everything that they want and the message that needs to be communicated. It is 7:24. We're having fun with the vinyl shuffle, the vinyl through readings through vinyl records. If you're just joining, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio with your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. And this is how we do it. We do the spirit world, the psychic world through music and sound. And this is the way we're doing it today. So I just want to play the next song by Crystal Comments. It's called Body and Soul. And so, you know, when I saw this, the first thing was like, I need to get a clear quartz, crystal clear quartz. That's what I need. Spirit wants me to have that clarity and wants me to put that in my home for you know, during the spring cleaning and after the spring cleaning, and they want to have that, so that's happening. Anyways, let's continue. Love you so much. This is called Body and Soul. I mean, what a perfect song to choose. Here we go. Please stay tuned.
Thank you. just two little girls from Little Rock. We lived on the wrong side of the tracks, but the gentlemen friends who used to call, they never did seem to mind at all. They came to the wrong side of the tracks. Then someone broke my heart in Little Rock, so I up and left the pieces there. Like a little lost lamb I roamed about. I came to New York and I found out that men are the same way everywhere. I was young and determined to be wined and dined and ermined, and I worked at it all around the clock. Now one of these days in my fancy clothes, I'm a-going back home and punch the nose of the one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart in Little Rock. Little Rock, Little Rock. Little Rock. I'm just a little girl from Little Rock. A horse used to be my closest pal. Though I never did learn to read or write, I learned about love in the pale moonlight, and now I'm an educated gal. I learned an awful lot in Little Rock, and here's some advice I'd like to share. Find a gentleman who is shy or bold, or short or tall, or young or old. As long as the guy's a millionaire, for a kid from a small street, I did very well on Wall Street, though I never owned a share of stock. And now that I'm known in the biggest banks, I'm a-going back home and give my thanks to the one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart.
Okay, so we're back. We're here at the portion of the show where we're doing the angel messages. And so this has just been a phenomenal, crazy, spontaneous, magical, I have no words for what went down with the vinyl readings. And so these were like, I'm still speechless about how direct and connected this is proving we are right here together doing this show. This is Direct and Connected. Proof that we are all connected here on this beautiful, beautiful, magical, just intrinsic ride together. And Spirit is here with us. This is the evidence. Spirit is here with us. This is the evidence that this is the evidence all is well. All is well on the PPS. So let's go into it. You know, it's very interesting because I was playing also some songs from Marilyn Monroe because she was in my dream. She came into my dreams the night that I did my TV, premiered my TV show, Boston Medium. So come find me on Boston Medium TV show. And so Okay, sorry, I was just looking up. CCTV Cambridge. So I'm right in Central Square, Cambridge Television. Come follow me on Instagram, please, because I have a lot of information. Ryan Merlinite, Boston Medium. Instagram, Mariah Merlinite, Boston Medium. Come find me on Facebook, Mariah the Boston Medium. And I, you know, I have all the links there to the TV show where you, this is where I do the live readings. I just basically, I stopped doing them on radio because first of all, you can't, it's a lot of fun, but you can't, audience who's tuning in, you can only really hear it if you are, if you're listening on, so if you're on WMFO.org and if you are, and when I mean listening, sorry, I meant like, and if you are on the radio, but like if I live stream it, you won't be able to hear it. So if I connect with people who are online or live streaming it with an audience online, they don't have the same access because you can't really hear it. Yes, they can get the reading and they can do it through WMFO. The website or 91.5 FM on the radio, but everybody on the live stream can't hear. So this way it's more flexible. If I do it on TV, not only is it live streamed, you can, if I do it through Facebook Live, if I do it through Instagram Live, you can, everyone can hear it. So we want to have as many portals as open as possible and to make it as expansive as possible. So that's why I have the TV show. So that's for the readings and I'm separating the two. So please check that out. That's every other Thursday, the first Thursday of the month and the third Thursday of the month. So we're going to have it the 21st. So tune in if you want a free reading. We are going to do that on my TV show. So yeah, without further ado-zel. And if you want a private reading from me, please contact me. Contact me through Instagram, contact me through Facebook, contact me here, call me and I'll give you the information. So again, just do it up, make, schedule the appointment, make the date, make it happen. If you are feeling this, if you like what you're hearing, if you're resonating, let's make a session together. Let's do this. So anywho, I love you. First of all, I love you. Second of all, let's go into the messages because I want to first start with Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, the dream. She was actually in the front seat of a convertible with me, and I know she actually owned a couple convertibles. One that was given by Joe DiMaggio, and then she had another convertible when she married Arthur Miller. The one, you know, I know the one with Arthur Miller was black. So what is this? You know, what's going on, Marilyn? And I played some Marilyn music. See, let's see, what is she talking about? She's talking about things she would have done differently when she was approached with her audience and when she was, you know, navigating through life. And she did not have, actually, she was not in control of the wheel of her car, and what we were talking about in the meditation. This is going back to the control and having control in your aircraft, in your spaceship, in your boat, in your plane. You are the captain. You're the pilot. you coordinate everything. And what she was saying and why she showed me the car was like, now she has it. Now she has a grip on it. And why she showed me with it was because she wanted to help me navigate through this with the spiritual assistance and the angelic assistance. And so, but through that, this is a message for everybody. And so what she's coming back and she's like, well, you know, it's good now that I have it. But she was saying what she would have done differently was she would have really cut out so many decision making for her. She's saying there's so much decision making. There's so many people in control of what she did or what she couldn't do. There's so many different suggestions, so many things, because I did not believe or think that I was capable. And eventually, I did lose a lot of control. There was a lot of loss of control, I felt like, that happened. But above all of that, there was a playfulness that I was able to have from time to time. But what she's saying is that playfulness, I really should have stayed and relished and just been in those moments. Because the more I would have focused on the playfulness, the more I could have let go of the heaviness that I was constantly consumed with, the more I would have brought more playfulness into my life. And that's what we got to do when we're faced with stress, when we're faced with problems. The best way to master our life is to look at these issues and the stress that we have and to really go into it and see them as play. See them as being playful. See them with a light heart. It's about seeing our situations with a light heart. When we have conflict with people, or when people come at us or criticize us or mess up our day with their negative vibes or their negative energy, and how sometimes we can really go into that and let them win, and we can go into their misery, or if somebody purposefully wanted to make us feel bad or purposefully put their world and their views and how they are in misery and kind of spread that to us, if we could just look at that with a more playful view, we'd have less attachments and we'd have less letting less of the outside world control what we do. So she really wanted to put that into perspective about the next time we're faced with these things and judgment, criticism, all these things. How we react says a lot about how we truly feel about ourselves. So if we are in control and we are the masters, how are we going to continuously say to ourselves, what did I say is true about me? Instead of say, oh yeah, that must be true. If somebody says something that discourages us, or, you know, it can be very crucial in a turning point in our time when we're making a decision to go after our dream or shine our light, and somebody puts us down. Are you really going to let those voices, you're going to let somebody tell you can't do something and believe them? Or are you going to say, that isn't real? It can be real if I make it real into my reality and connect that. But I have to focus on what is real, and everything outside, it's just silly. It's just silly. Because when we see it serious, then we take it seriously and we say, this must be true. But if we laugh it off and we're like, it's silly, it becomes silly. So that is her advice for and message for the night. So let's go into the vinyl. Oh my, I feel like there's so much. There's all so many different things. So whoever's listening, I feel like this is your cue to get a clear quartz. There's a huge crystal on the cover of the Jazz album that is called Crystal Comet. So clear quartz, what is clear quartz for? It's for clarity. Clear quartz. So I feel like crystal readings are coming in, that it's just going to be happening. It's going to be part of the show. They keep coming in very strong. So if you're listening, that is a specific message to get a clear quartz, to connect with that. So there's just so much that was going on, I think, to sum that up. And now we have the dream messages. I mean, in itself, it's his dream messages. And I just want to know, what is the overall spirit? Can you just give me the significance? Because there's so much. There's message. There's a message in itself right here written. So let me read that, and then I'll ask spirit. Dream messages for this symbolizes dream messages for me symbolizes that today, I mean, sorry, that handwriting is kind of, hold on. For me, symbolizes that body of information we gain in dream states. The solo album is here chosen as an attempt to reach feelings on a one-to-one basis. So look at that. Look at exactly what that's, that we didn't even have, that is direct message. To meet feelings on a one-to-one basis. So feelings are another way that we control our world and we have a master over our world. So if we are the master of our world, if we're going to say, today I am going to be a billionaire and today I'm going to paint and be a fantastic artist and I'm going to have a great relationships and I'm going to be able to afford the things that I love, how would you play your day out? Would you play your day out in a way that is contrast to that feeling, or would you play your day out in a way that is aligned with that feeling? If you want to be a millionaire, how the heck are you going to walk around? You're going to walk around like you got a lot of dough, you know? You're gonna step into that feeling tone of like, oh, I got this. I don't worry about money. I don't look at the prices of things. I just buy stuff. Money is not an object. You just say that to yourself. Money is not an object, and you're in that. I have the most wonderful relationships. How are you gonna act if you have the most wonderful relationships? Are you gonna come out of your mouth, I love you? I'm grateful for you? I'm so glad I met someone like you. Is that the verbal communication you're going to have with people? Or is your communication going to be the opposite of this? We have to think about these things. So in this message for this vinyl, if you want to master your life, you've got to master your emotions and you've got to master your feelings. Feelings are going to indicate the world around you and the way that you live. You know, there's no other way around it. There's no other way. So if you wanted to feel happy, you know, it's not just this magical thinking and imaginary stuff and just say, oh, well, I'm happy and not feel it. You've got to feel it. How do you feel it? Gratitude. It comes back to it. You've got to build yourself up and just consume your life with that gratitude. So with that, I end this. I love you so much. Think about the feelings. Feelings will indicate how you've created your world. If you want your world to be good, feel good. There you go. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This has been another magical episode. It just keeps getting magical and more magical and more magical and more specialer and more magicaler and specialer and making up my own words. And I love it. And I love you. And I cannot wait to be back here next week. Every week, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., join me. Please do not miss it. And I hope you got your beautiful fix. I know that I did, your Paranormal Playgrounds Supernatural Fix. Until next time, I'm going to leave you with some beautiful music by The Drums. Let's go surfing, because we're getting into the spring energy. We're getting into the summer energy. So I'm going to hype y'all up and leave you with this magical tune right here. Love you so much. Bye. Come on.
was a vision that stopped me with her smile. Down by the river, we walked along in style. She says, you're welcome back again, and won't you stay a while? Down by the lagging side. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lagging side. I said, who owns that music so full of joy and pain that the pipers and the harpers and the lambeg drummers play? She said, who owns the teardrops falling in the rain?
WMFO in Medford, where I